This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A little chat here during the break before we get back to the calls on what's on your mind. And I don't know if you guys have had this thought before, but there's some footage of the president at Walter Reed and coming back last night and then Joe Biden at the town hall. Do you think anybody takes into account when they go to vote the fact that you got a guy in Donald Trump who at 73 years of age is like subhuman. He's just unbelievable. He doesn't sleep. 4 hours a night tops, right? His own son told me that. Most he sleeps is 4 hours a night. He just goes, right? Look at his schedule. Go, go, goes everywhere. And I look at Joe Biden at that town hall last night and I think, he looks like he can barely stand up. You know, I mean, they obviously gave him a little bit of a, pep something or another. Because he's doing better than most cognitively. He tripped up a couple of times, but I mean they have to have all these breaks and then he goes off the stage and then he comes back and it's like, what in the world?
Meanwhile, you got Trump saying, do not let it dominate you. Don't be afraid. And then you got Mr. Biden saying, be afraid for yourself, your family, your friends, be afraid.
So if you're voting in 20 some days, you want somebody, the 28 exactly, 28 days, you're going to vote. You're going to vote for a guy that has demonstrated that he has only a high gear and just continue to go. Set COVID aside for a second. Look what the economy was before that. Look how strong that was. Or you're going to vote for a guy who's been there 47 years saying, well, I'll do this and I'll do that and we'll do this and we're going to fix that and let's have a meeting with these people because we're going to take care of them. Oh, yeah. I saw that over 47 years. No way. Back on What's on Your Mind, join us by phone. Got a couple lines open right now, 800-228-0550, by text 701-367-2054 for me. For Todd, 701-226-8503. Some sound bites from last night's Fargo City Commission meeting on a mask mandate that failed. John Strand, the commissioner, and Arlette Preston both trying to get that through a mask mandate. They didn't want a penalty, but then they said, well, okay, we'll put a penalty if you think that makes it better. I don't understand the logic in it at all. I really don't. But we have some of those clips for you. Bottom of the hour, Project Veritas and an update on the ballot harvesting going on in Ilhan Omar's district. Stay tuned for that. Brenda Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brenda.
Good morning. I just wanted to mention on a few things with Governor Burgum that I found, because he really upset me with when he put the misdemeanor part, you'd get a misdemeanor B, whatever, if you were in contact with a COVID person. And I'm just like, okay, that's infringing on rights. And so I started doing some research, and
can I stop you just 1 second, just so you know? That was not actually anything new. That was something that had been in place since March and was put forward by the Department of Health and never used. Never used. So that whole story was so confusing. It was unbelievable. And I think much of it, ended up being just a miscommunication from the health department to the governor's office and how it went out. But there was not a new a directive of any kind. In fact, when I dug into it and they said, well, this has been since March and nobody's had a misdemeanor and nobody's had a fine, I'm like, well, this is nothing. This is nothing, but it still became something and they ultimately ended up pulling it back altogether. Okay. But anyway, just wanted to insert that for you.
No, that's good to know. Thank you. I just feel that there's just a lot of miscommunication with the health department and I think that's why a lot of our numbers are on a rise. But I want to touch back on that. This goes back. This is more of a PSA for people, a public service announcement, because I want people to do their research. The first time I ever voted was back in 2016, and I'm 35, so I missed a lot of years in there. And I did the mistake of not doing my research. And nothing against Governor Burgum, but I feel that there's a lot of stuff people need to do the research on. Back in October when all those refugees came in, Breitbart, I feel Breitbart is a very good newsworthy place to get your information from. They are saying those Governor Burgum was listed, and so was Governor Abbott, I believe. Don't quote me on Governor Abbott, but I know Governor Burgum was. Those refugees that were brought in, Breitbart stated that they were linked to George Soros. And I hope your listeners know who George Soros is, and I hope you know who George Soros is.
Yeah.
And it bothers me. It really does. And so I'm not telling people to take my word for it. I'm telling them to do their research. Fast forward to spring. I watched a video with Mike Pompeo. I got his word verbatim. You can look it up on the internet. They have it on YouTube, wherever you want to look. He did a governor's meeting this past spring with all 50 governors and the people that run Guam and Puerto Rico. There was a few extra in there as well. And he stated the Chinese Communist Party, we have to be careful with when we do dealings with them. As far as that, we need to be careful because national security. He said there were governors listed by name on that. And he said, you know which governors you are. You can get the transcripts. You can see Mike Pompeo do the speech. I literally watched the speech. He didn't give the list out. He said the Chinese party list, whether you're friendly, hardline, or ambiguous. I had to search for the list. It goes back to 2019. Our governor lands in, he is tied for eighth. There were 17 friendly governors. Ours is tied for eighth with two other governors for being friendly to the Chinese Communist Party. And he said that there were some listed by name as well. I had to do some further digging. I found a 40-page transcript. A good solid 97% of it was in Chinese, but I could make out Doug Burgum and Governor Ainslie without a problem. Those were written in English, but like I said, I don't want people to take my word for it. I want them to do their own research. Fast forward to the vaccine now. Do you know who our governor is good old friends with?
That's a question for you. yeah. When you say good old friends, I assume you're going to talk about his former boss, Bill Gates.
Yes. Bill Gates. There's information that I found very disturbing with Bill Gates. Do you know what Bill Gates stands for?
What do you mean? You mean the vaccination thing?
Yes. Do you know what his feelings are with vaccines?
I think it's everybody on every street corner should get one. You know, they should be like, hand them out like candy. He's pro-vaccination for everybody.
Do you know why he's pro-vaccination?
I don't, actually.
You don't? Okay. It's very disturbing. I highly recommend you do some research on that as well. The research I had found is that he did not invent Microsoft. His mother invented Microsoft. His dad was chairman of Planned Parenthood, and anybody that knows Planned Parenthood knows that they aren't helping you plan for your baby, they're helping you to plan for your abortion. So, with that said, that should be disturbing enough because his father actually helped Bill and Melinda along with their abortion as well for their child. And Bill Gates, he is for eugenics. Eugenics is depopulation, and he can pick a vaccine. There's many videos on YouTube where
I could care less about Bill Gates. I really could. He is so far from North Dakota values. There's nothing about Bill Gates that interests me whatsoever. I'm not sure what it has to do with North Dakota.
It has to do with North Dakota because our governor is good old friends with him, and he is pushing us for a vaccine. And also with the vaccines,
wait a minute. How do you know he's good old friends with him?
There's many pictures on YouTube where
he used to work for him.
They gotta be friends, and he sold his business. I know that. But I'm just saying, people need to do their research because it's scary.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead and do your research. But you're connecting a lot of dots in my mind that don't connect. And you're not the first person to brought this up, Brenda. So I think the best advice you have is for people to do their own research. I don't see anything there that I fear. I don't like Bill Gates, but I don't think because Bill Gates believes something, that means Doug Burgum believes it. You know, that's a bit of a stretch. Let's go to Wes in Hillsborough. Go ahead, Wes. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott and Todd. I just listened to your last segment, and you read that text from NDSU, and it just kind of got to me, and I started thinking, if you get a chance, I know it takes a little time, maybe we can listen to Red Skelton talk about the Pledge of Allegiance.
We got to schedule that very soon. We do. We don't have the time today, but that is well received every time we play it. Wes, yep. And it's a great idea, and ought to be connected to people that think that it's a good idea to protest within a national anthem. I'm 100% with you.
Well, I remember in the day doing the Pledge of Allegiance in school every morning, and I think it's just really people need to get back and understand what that flag represents, and what took place over the weekend was probably not a really good thing for our state and NDSU and for our country.
Appreciate the call, Wes. Thank you very much. Jim in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking the call. I'm glad you guys brought up the NDSU thing because it was playing on my mind all weekend. I'm an avid NDSU fan. I was an avid NDSU fan. I will no longer pay to watch their games or watch any of them. And I think if you looked at Trey Lance's shirt that he was proudly running around the Gate City Field with, it supported Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which is wrong in my mind. And also, I do have a bank account at Gate City that will be getting closed.
Wow, hang on, Jim. Don't go away. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532. You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Times for the University of Mary. They've opened their new state-of-the-art facility for their School of Engineering, filling the region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. The university's engineering faculty is world-class, and now they have a beautiful space to practice their craft of teaching students who will go out and serve our community. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, civil, mechanical, electrical engineering, cutting-edge curriculum, and classrooms designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting theory learned in class with the real tasks students will encounter in their future careers. I love it. What's not to love? The University of Mary never stops innovating. Never stops innovating ways to serve their students in our community. They're proud that their engineering graduates are poised to become the next generation of dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering. umary.edu/engineering. All right. Jim in Bismarck was finishing telling us what his actions are as a result of the Bison players kneeling. Here's what I don't understand, Jim. You mentioned, like, you're closing your Gate City Bank account, and you've been there for how many years? And I get Gate City Bank is a big – what's that?
I've been there for well over 20 years.
Well over 20 years. And they're big, 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 big Bison sponsors. I totally get that. I don't understand why the decision of some young minds that are, in my mind, misguided and shouldn't do what they do, but those 13 or 14 players and the one coach that does it, should reflect negatively on Gate City Bank. Help me understand that.
Well, their main sponsor, they're the biggest sponsor of NDSU, their field and everything, and I think they should be held accountable too. Gate City Bank, I have not heard a comment out of their mouth about it. I mean, this is very embarrassing to the state and very heartbreaking to watch. So, yeah, I think they should be accountable for it too. They're sponsoring it to happen.
And I would encourage you to reach out to Matt Larson, who's the athletic director at NDSU as well. I texted Matt today and just said, is there any kind of statement coming? Because, you know, it seems like we're waiting, 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 right? I mean, a lot of people are upset, but there's no response from NDSU. And he said that he's reaching out to individuals that have emailed or called and to have a discussion. So maybe encourage you to do that, but Jim, you're not alone. We heard that today. A lot of people are upset. I totally get it. I want to play a couple of clips from the mask mandate debate at the Fargo City Commission last night. Arlette Preston was one of the proponents of that, and here she describes why she thinks that's necessary. Listen to this.
I know there's lots of controversy. We've heard it about the efficacy, the effectiveness of masks, but there's also quite a bit of evidence, and there's a lot of support locally for masks providing protection not only for the wearer but for individuals around the person. I also have to comment that we are not following our own policy here, in that our chairs are not 6 feet apart. And I have had conversations with people that don't dare come to these meetings because of individuals that are sitting in the crowd. You're not 6 feet apart, and you're not wearing a mask.
Are you kidding me?
You have to understand that individuals that are concerned and believe that masks help are not going to have the freedom necessarily to enter this room.
Okay, say Dr. Preston, she's not a doctor, but she's playing one on the city commission table there right now. Dr. Preston, first of all, every guidance I've seen for masks says if you can't social distance, then you wear a mask. Okay? So I would suggest that the people that you're concerned about that are afraid and they can't come to the meetings should stand in the back of the room. Take a chair and move it to a comfortable location. Look, I mean, this idea, this is fear. This is fear. This is exactly what we've been talking about today. This is the kind of stuff that just, Tony Gehrig, thankfully, brought a little bit of common sense to this whole debate and talked about a number of things that nobody was considering.
Oh, what I want everyone to consider is the enforcement. So let's just assume for a second that we have a mask mandate, a law requiring people to wear masks in public, okay? If there's no penalty, then we've done nothing. We're virtue signaling to those who believe that we should have masks, right? So that should be thrown out the window. That's pretty much what we have now, right? It doesn't do anything different than a directive versus a mandate versus whatever we want to call it. It still doesn't do anything, okay? If we have penalties, we have created a bunch of new, very real unintended consequences. We will greatly increase the number of police contacts with civilians, resulting in more actions against our civilians. That is a very true statement. Civilians will be violent. They will be violent. We've seen it happen. Go on Facebook, go on YouTube, go on whatever you want to see, and watch the mother of three get tased at a football game. Okay? This is happening in real time, and we're telling our police force to do that. I'm not going to do that. If someone is fined and they can't afford to pay a fine, Eric, what happens if I don't pay my speeding ticket? Eric Johnson.
Yes, you can. If you don't pay, you might get a warrant for arrest for failure to appear. And
we're going to put otherwise lawful people in jail because they're not wearing a piece of cloth over their face. This is law enforcement. Are you willing to do that to your neighbors? The number of calls to police can dramatically increase for something as small as not wearing a piece of cloth across your face. There are young people who would be on the phone. Mrs. Crabtree is on the phone all the time telling on her neighbors. Okay, this is going to happen. People are going to use it as a way to get to people. All right, if you have a neighbor you didn't like, that neighbor's going to call the cops on you for mowing your lawn without a mask on. All right, it's going to create distrust between the residents of Fargo and police.
And he asked the new police chief, "Hey, well, what's going to happen here? Listen to this. Here's his answer."
Well, commissioners, I was basking in the brief honeymoon period that occurred just a couple hours ago. So I guess that's over. There is no good answer to this. Everyone's concerns are legitimate. It does put the police department in a very precarious position. And we, from experience in a previous employer, it created some hostility from business owners who felt that maybe they were being targeted. They were already under certain mandates to reduce the amount of people in their businesses. And so we proceeded from an educational perspective, even though there was a enforcement piece to the resolution. The directive to the police department was that unless something was extremely egregious, we were going to educate, advise. But I do have concerns about calls for service. We did see issues where we had people randomly calling and saying, "Hey, I see this person at this store. They're not wearing masks." That does pay, and that happens in places, an undue burden on the police department in terms of response for service. So, again, both sides, I think, have legitimate concerns.
I think he's told us everything we need to know. It went down 3-2, just so you know. That's right. Went down. H.A. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors on the program today. They can manage the HVAC in your building. You pay one price right there. It's a little bit of certainty on the bottom line. You know what you're paying. They fix it if it breaks down. They maintain it. Find out more about it online at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com.
The University of Mary never stops innovating. That's when we started a construction management program inside the new state-of-the-art School of Engineering. The program is for students who want to set themselves up for success in the construction field. Our curriculum and classrooms are designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting the theory learned in class with the real tasks students will encounter in their future careers. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering.
Time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is campaigning in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. He's expected to travel to the state after participating in a virtual finance event this afternoon. On Monday, Biden turned his attention to Hispanic voters.
Prosperity of Hispanic Americans is indispensable. I would immediately grant temporary protective status to Venezuelans as president. So the Republicans in the Senate can't keep blocking it. I think it's unconscionable that the current administration is deporting hundreds of Cubans.
President Trump with no public events, although he has been tweeting up a storm already today. The NFL releasing strict new coronavirus protocols. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell warning the league's 32 teams of penalties, including potential forfeits of games for violations of COVID-19 protocols. USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
On What's On Your Mind. Somebody just texted, did something happen at NDSU this weekend? It's a good reminder that, you know, not everybody is paying attention to every football game or everything in the news or whatever. The answer is yes, something did happen at NDSU this weekend. There was a football game. That in and of itself was newsworthy because it was the first game in a long time, first one of the season, and with COVID and everything else.
The only one of the season.
Well, they're starting in February.
Yeah, spring they fall. Yeah. Only game.
Yeah, only fall game, I guess. You're right.
Yeah.
And in the stands were very few people. Just a handful of family that were there because of COVID. So it was very unusual. At the national anthem, there were, I don't have an exact number because I've heard 14, I've heard 15, I've heard 14 plus a coach, so that would be the 15. I don't know. But a sizable number of players took a knee during the national anthem. They joined their NFL, NBA. Who else is in on this?
Oh, everybody at some point.
Major League Baseball isn't, though, right?
Not really, no. Anyway, golf, I think, is about it.
They to kneel in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. The quarterback, a very talented young man, has his cleats all lettered up with the various names of the victims of the police. I'm using their terms now, victims of the police. It is very difficult to be a victim of the police if you don't do anything wrong. It's just a little, you know, fact that escapes a lot of people. On the cleats and BLM written on there and everything else. So that's an answer to your question. That's what happened. And we're talking a little bit about it today on the program. There you go. Kevin has an off-air call. Go ahead and roll out, Kevin.
Scott, this Ben, a comment on the Bison football players. I'm a 50-year alumni of SU, and I'm done watching their sports. I'm done buying their T-shirts. I'm done buying their jackets. I'm done with all that. If they can't tell these players, these pampered, overpaid college players to pull their heads out, that college football is going down the tube because they need supporters, and I don't think many people are going to support that kind of stupidity. Thank you.
That's an ouch. That's an ouch.
That's a huge ouch.
And we have heard this again and again and again and again. And, you know, sometimes when these things happen, they sort of fizzle out a little bit. You know what I mean? You're mad and then you kind of fizzle out. I just don't get the impression that people are willing to do that. They are just so disappointed that there are Bison players connected to this movement that they don't like it at all.
Well, and just take a few seconds here. About 3 or 4 years ago, Buzz Williams, who's the Virginia Tech basketball head coach, brought his players in to meet some veterans.
We didn't earn those chairs.
He's got the vets sitting in the players' chairs.
Your talent didn't earn those chairs. How tall you are, how fast you run, how well you shoot, didn't earn those chairs. Me draw up the play, me recruit real hard, me work real hard. I didn't earn the chair. These guys, when they were your age, interrupted their life. They paused their education. They changed their career. And they gave their life for those chairs.
Pretty much that simple.
Yeah, good lesson. And
that simple.
Those players could have used some lessons along the way, too, rather than encouragement that somehow using a cause that they have, which, you know, whatever, it's America, they chose a cause, but to take that out on the rest of the Bison players, on the rest of the Bison program, on all the sponsors, on the school, as well as the players that didn't kneel. What you're doing is very selfish. It's very selfish. All right. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome today on the program. We actually thought we did actually have a guest from Project Veritas. They called just before the segment started to ask if they could reschedule. That's the story we're following down in the Twin Cities, Ilhan Omar's district, and some ballot harvesting that's been going on. They've been caught on tape by Project Veritas. So I have some more of the clips from last night's city commission meeting in Fargo related to the mask mandate that went down. It did not happen. It was voted down 3-2. It's over. It's gone. So let's get on and maybe take the advice of the president and fear not and live our lives, shall we? Is that?
Amen.
Am I saying anything to you that offends you, Todd? Live your life? Have no fear?
That's what I've been doing.
Okay. You're there, Kev?
Oh, all absolutely. Right.
Anybody
been from
else?
The beginning.
This is only the second time today I'm going to say the name of the telephone number to the program, which tells you how many listeners, number one, have got this in their speed dial and join us regularly. God bless you. We love it so much. 800-228-0550 in the morning of lots of calls. Melanie in Fargo, you're next here. Go ahead. Melanie, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay,
sorry,
yeah, that's all right. Go ahead.
Wasn't sure I was on the right queue there, guys. Sorry. I agree with everything you're saying. And you know, when we heard about this whole NDSU football player thing, you know, we were kind of saddened and kind of thinking, you know, here's a football team that's well-respected, nationally well-known, you know, a well-run program, and then the coach allows this kind of thing to happen. And we're not saying that people shouldn't be allowed a freedom of speech. That's a constitutional right. We're saying it's not the right place to do it. Go ahead, say what you think, but don't use NDSU. You're speaking for the whole, they make it like they're speaking for the whole college, you know, and they're representing that college on a football team. They're getting high scholarship dollars to come there and play football. Play football. That's what we all want to see. Don't use that Black Lives Matter and put Colin Kaepernick's number 7 on your shoes and all this crap and BLM shirts and Antifa shirts. And another thing is, I don't think these young people realize what BLM really is. And to say that it's not political, I'm sorry, it is. It's a whole, to me, you know, I think that it's a whole thing that was all made up by the liberals and the Democrats and George Soros to create all this. They wanted to come and create all this chaos in the world and all this rioting so that Trump doesn't get elected. They want to create this so people think it, try to blame Trump and say, well, it's him. You know, do your research on BLM, and you'll maybe find that money donated to BLM gets funneled through something called Act Blue that donates money to the Democratic Party.
You know what I'd love to know? Yeah. I'd love to know, Melanie, if we had those 14 players here,
and they just listened to what you had to say in the way of arguments. I wonder if they'd say, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, lady. You know, forget about it. Or if they go, I never thought of that. Especially the part of the fact that we're not saying you can't have that view. We're not saying what your opinion should be. We're saying use your noggin on how you're protesting. Because if you're doing that and costing other people that you love and care about, teammates, the school, the program.
Right.
I wonder if they think differently about it. I wonder if anybody sat down with them. I see that Matt Anstey, a coach, it was in a newspaper article, said after the game, the team had discussed doing a video for some time. He said he was unaware some players took a knee during the anthem, saying he was focused on saying his pregame prayer, but Anst supported his players' actions. So,
look at Kaepernick. He's the most unlike man in the United States. Nobody wants him around. He's a liability.
But there's the coach, I think, saying, no, you got to do what you got to do. And I wonder how much of this is sort of for the resume for the NFL, too. I really do. I wonder how much of it is, I've got to be there. I tell you what, somebody just texted me, is it true Carson Wentz kneels for the national anthem? I haven't watched.
I haven't seen that, no.
But I have. I know that he was part of that crowd that was refusing to go to the White House, and, you know, I've heard some things he said. I don't know if he's kneeled or not. Todd, do you? Have you heard one way or the other?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know. But I wonder how much of that is sort of peer pressure almost, you know?
Yeah, well, I commend the players that did not kneel. I highly respect them and think they did an honorable thing. They stood, and they did not kneel. And they stood up for maybe what they believed in.
That's a good point. It's a good point, Melanie. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it very much. Some people are upset that the term they're using is threw the woman under the bus that called about Bill Gates. One person said that. Another said that was, why did you do that? I thought, honestly, I let that person go for quite a while and listened. I'm so disappointed that you threw the woman talking about the governor and Bill Gates under the bus. Grand Forks Herald, 5/12/16, states Bill Gates donated $100,000 to Doug Wiggum's campaign for governor of North Dakota. He also went to a swanky party with Bill Gates to Jeff Bezos' home. Please read this. People need to know what's really happening. Research is so important. Here's the deal, though. Again, you're acting like, oh, he gave him $100,000. He's got $100 zillion. $100,000 is like some lint in the bottom of his pocket, number one. Number two, he sees him running for governor as a former colleague. He goes, whatever. I don't know, you know, I just don't think somebody can say, you know, they're very good friends. How are they very good friends? Well, they used to work together. Well, there's pictures of them together. Well, I don't know. I'm not suggesting anybody have a different view than they do. I'm just saying I don't have the view you do. That's all I'm saying. And I'm challenging folks to be a little bit careful on how you connect the dots. You know? That's all I'm saying. Okay. Let's see who's next here. We're going to go to Dean Bismarck. Hello, Dean. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, man, I've been waiting 25 minutes. But anyway, I was just going to say I felt the same way about that lady that kind of didn't let her finish talking what she was going to say, and it's just kind of interesting when people talk against our governor, you're pretty well out there, just cut them off, but if people call in about bragging about him, it can go on and on. So, thank you for a good show.
Well, what do you want to say about him?
No, I was just going to say, I thought the same thing with that lady, that she wasn't quite, and I've heard quite a bit about that too with our governor.
Just so you know, she was probably on 2 minutes, maybe a little bit more. Just so you know, and everything she said about the governor, I let her say it. When she started talking about Bill Gates, I'm like, I'm not just. You can say anything you want to say. I'm not going to cut you off. We don't cut anybody. Do we cut anybody off here, folks? Unless they swear, unless they do something that is, you know.
inappropriate.
I got to cut you off now because we got to get to break.
Doesn't meet our standards.
You're done.
I don't cut anybody off. Agree with the governor, disagree with the governor, call in. Matters not to me.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Fill up with Unleaded 88. Help the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley, Dairy, Grand Forks, and Tesoro Winemere. 3 cents per gallon of Unleaded 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann at Buick GMC. Let's see, it's October 6th. That means there's November, there's December. There might be snow. You have all-wheel drive. You have a heated steering wheel. Maybe some better gas mileage so you can make those drives and not have to spend so much in the tank. Low miles, great prices, the lifetime powertrain warranty on just about all those 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs in stock at Schwann Buick GMC. .com, the best warranty in the business. Your trade may be worth more than you think. And oh, by the way, the finance rates are some of the lowest they've been in years. Shop, click, drive, get yours now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Tomorrow, Bill O'Reilly on the program. He has a new book, that Crazy Horse. Fascinating history. And also, we'll get updated on his take on how the race is going and politics as we know it. Don't forget, tonight, is it tonight or is it tomorrow night? No, tomorrow night is Vice President Biden and Kamala Harris. And the president says he's all systems go. He's ready to go. He'll be debating next week. So how about that? A texter said, don't sell your listeners short. They're very smart. We know that. We love our listeners. They are this program. Right? This isn't about only my opinions or Kevin or Todd weighing in. This is our fine listeners on all the topics. So, no, we absolutely love it. And then goes on to say the stuff about Bill Gates and vaccines is real. Do some research. Again, I'm going to rewind to the call. She asked me, you know, what is Bill Gates into? I said vaccines. Vaccines and more vaccines. He loves vaccines, everything vaccines. And if he could, he'd vaccinate somebody on every street corner. Remember that, guys? Okay. So I agreed with her on that. I know that. Again, I guess the debate here is how it ties to the governor. If you think it does, you tell me. You tell me. But it's got to be more than they were in a picture together. And we need vaccines, and he's into vaccines. I mean, I need a little more than that. Great line from Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commission member, last night after another commission member said, you know, wear masks always, everywhere, in the shower. I mean, you got to do it everywhere because they're perfect. Here's what he said.
At the beginning, remember, it was facts, not fear. And the facts are, I'm just as protected as you are wearing that mask of COVID-19. COVID-19 passes right through that mask. Isn't that correct?
No, it isn't.
No. It is absolutely.
No public comment.
So, Mr. Chair,
you're going to learn not to ask for...
Yeah, by the way, that was all Black Lives Matter, folks, yelling and hollering and hooting and hollering. So, you know, the Bison players that are kneeling, there you go, among your midst. The shower was a little joke, Todd. I'm sorry. Let this debate play out. Here we go.
Dark questions to the crowd. I apologize, but basically, a virus, it goes right through the mask. And so, for us to start mandating something that doesn't work, that doesn't make sense. The masks are not effective with the virus. Period. That's proven. The coronavirus passes through, and so it's false to tell people that they're going to be safe by wearing that.
He's absolutely right with most masks. I think there are some masks that can, you know, I think they say the N95 stops most of it. But, you know, it will stop some, but not all. So there's still, if you have it, there's still going to be that coming out. So that's why they say socially distance. And if that doesn't, you're not able to do it, then do the mask. All right? I don't think this is real complicated, and I don't think we need mask mandates. I think that's treating us like children, and it's advancing exactly what we started this program talking about, fear. It is using fear as your weapon to get people to comply. Let people live their life. If they decide to wear a mask, God bless them. They're wearing a mask. They've made that decision themselves. Christian in Fargo. Go! You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Proud to be a regular caller on your station and your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'd just like to make a quick couple comments. I have epilepsy. I have yet to put a mask on my face. We're still 3 weeks from Halloween. And I want everybody to know that these things, they come and go. They come and go. It's like H1N1, the swine flu. You know, AIDS was a big thing until we figured out how to deal with that. And we're not even talking about how many people die from cancer. How many people die from the regular flu? Nobody even talks about that at all. It's completely ridiculous. And then it gets politically motivated by groups like Black Lives Matter, which is actually BLM, which is actually the Bureau of Land Management. But
yeah, that's what we call. But yeah, you're right. They are there in
Large numbers at the Fargo City Commission meeting. They have obviously a great deal of alliance with a couple of the members, and they're there jumping up and down cheering. For the life of me, I would think that if we're talking about, you know, all the, in their eyes, horrific things that have happened with the law enforcement around the country, that that would be more of a priority than masks. But I don't know. It's their thing. It 100% is. Jeff, let me get you in here real quick. 30 seconds. Go.
Hello.
Jeff, take it away. It's yours. You got 20 seconds.
Okay. A post-game interview on Saturday, one of the White Bison football players had on a Black Lives Matter T-shirt. You see Colin Kaepernick wearing it all the time. It's a black T-shirt with a white fist and white lettering. The microphone was in the way, so all I could see was racism and Black Lives Matter on it. And
wow. Interesting, Jeff. Hadn't heard that. Appreciate the call. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Pfeiffer's Auction Company will be hosting our annual Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction Friday, September 25th in Bowman, North Dakota. This year's great event offers John Deere 9630, 7930, and 7730 tractors, Lowauer, New Holland, and John Deere windrowers, lots of great hay equipment, livestock equipment, harvest equipment, and more. This Pfeiffer's Auction also features dump trucks, semis and trailers, vehicles and ATVs, and a large assortment of tools and shop equipment. Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for this live and online auction September 25th in Bowman. For online bidding and daily updates on inventory of this great auction, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.